mitzvah. We have a very interesting mitzvah called a maika. Recess is over. Let us begin. Okay, let us begin. So we once did this so give, I want to do it again. I have new material. I don't think I did it correctly last time anyway. Okay. Okay, so let us begin. Let's discuss some of the issues relating to Micah in this week's parasha. Kisivne bayis chodosh. Kisivne, if you build a bayis chodosh. Anyone have a green fence around their house? Why is it that in New York City, when you do construction, you have to have a green fence? I don't know why. Esther Yirakra Koisa. Why is the code? The code is when you do construction, you have to paint the fence around the construction area green. Why? I don't know. Part of the code. That's an, what kind of word is it? What is the etymology of the word? I have no idea. Makeh. What's the shirish of the word makeh? What is the root? Ayin? Is the mem part of the shirish? I don't know. Mem, ayin, kuf? Ayin, kuf, hey? What's the, I didn't think about this. What is the shirish of this word? Makeh, the etymology, ligagecha. Veloy sasim damim bevesecha ki yipol hanayfel mimenu. It's very unusual what it says of it, because almost a guarantee. Ki yipol, it's like prophecy. That ki yipol, the noifel will fall. The noifel will fall mimenu from it to another domain, and therefore protect him. Protect him. It's inevitable. It is inevitable that if you have a roof, a gag, it's inevitable. Someone's going to go onto the gag and he's going to fall off the gag. So therefore, do something about it and protect him. Build a makel legagecha so that it should not be.
By the way, tzara. There is another word for tzara, who is akka.
Akka. Ayin kof hei. Akka. From a tzara. So you want to say the shorish, the word ma'akah is akka, is ayin kof hei, which means a tzara. And so he's saying that the shorish, Rav Kalman is saying a very important yesod, that the shorish of the word ma'akah, the mem is not part of the root. It's ayin kof hei. Ayin kof hei means pain. It means oppression. Akka. So a makah is to prevent suffering. Prevent suffering. What is the suffering? Someone falls off the roof by accident. Ki yipol hanoifel. It almost sounds like it's inevitable.
The reason for the double lashon is that you might say, listen, this guy was destined to die. He was supposed to die. That's the way God killed him. This person deserved to die, and so he fell off your.
But you don't want to be responsible. Right. You don't want to be the one that is the cause.
But your attitude's supposed to be different. In other words, if he's supposed to die, he'll die some other way. God will deal with it.
Okay, but you don't want it to be on your hands. You don't want to be the one that's responsible. So we already have uncovered a few different yesodos. We're ready. There's a lot to be said about this very big sugya. The sugya of makah is a very big sugya. Already we've discovered, we have to understand what is the etymology. What is the word makah? Rav Kalman is saying a very big chiddush. Ayin kofei, suffering. Suffering. Prevent suffering. A makah is an object that prevents suffering. Okay, next. Ki yipol hanoifel mimenu. Why does the Torah say that? That's very, very needs to be understood. Ki yipol hanoifel. It's almost like saying it's inevitable. Don't think, oh, I'll be careful. I have zuchusim. It's not going to happen. No such thing. When there's danger, when there's a dangerous situation, it's inevitable there's going to be a tragedy, and therefore make sure you take care of it. You know, today, if you look at the construction sites, today in America, at least in New York, It's really interesting how they've really gone to an extreme, Baruch Hashem, for safety. No, it's a very, in construction sites, when I was a kid, it wasn't like this. They couldn't care less. They had scaffolding. Today, the first thing is the scaffolding. And they must cost a fortune to rent this scaffold. Sometimes you see these buildings, the scaffolding on these apartment buildings for years. What are they doing? They do the repair. Ah, it's cheaper to keep the scaffolding there. Why do you have scaffolding? Because maybe a brick will fall off the building. So what do? You put up scaffolding and you do nothing. You do nothing for 10 years. Oh, really? Now, okay, but you see this all the time. Buildings that are scaffolding for years, for decades. What's going on over here? What's this all about? But no, safety first is a very big thing. And now I've now noticed for the first time, I pass by, and I walk home, there's a construction site. And on the construction site, there's a very, very big sign that says that you're not allowed to work here. No one is allowed to work unless they have certificate that they have received safety training. 40, I don't know, they have a number of hours. Look at now, you know, we have all the permits on the outside of construction site where they have all the permits and this and this. I've seen now a new big thing I've never seen before. It is a coal quarry from the Medina. You're not allowed, no worker is allowed to enter the site, something like that, unless they've received X number of hours of safety training to know how to deal with dangerous situations on a construction site. Otherwise, usser, you'll be fined if an inspector comes and finds you here. Okay, safety, it's no joke. This is rooted in what it says in the Torah, ki sivne bayis chodosh v'yosisa ma'akeh legagecha v'loisalsim damim v'esech ki yipol ha'neifel mimenu. It is inevitable, there will be an accident, and therefore, and there will be damim, there will be blood shed in this location, therefore it is your duty to make sure to prevent the tragedy by erecting a ma'akeh on your gag. Now, here's something here very interesting. Over here in this safe Oitze Plesa Torah, this last volume, this is the fifth volume. This fifth volume is jam-packed. You know, you put out the first full volumes are pretty good. Oh, I don't need my Haskama. This volume, the paper is so thin, I've never seen such thin paper. Because he packed in over here in this last volume an enormous amount of material, and especially this week's Parshas Kisetz is how many mitzvahs? Mayevsky, this is the most mitzvahs in this week's Parshah?
65.
I thought it was 7, wasn't 77?
Yeah, it's 12% of all the mitzvahs
on
this Parshah.
Okay, therefore this thing is jam-packed with these Yisoidus, and he has always something, he has a very interesting story, the story from who is this? I think it's the Munkach. He's a Munkach, the Munkach Rebbe. He says here a story. Shekasher Biker Beir Los Angeles. Who said this over? Shemati Mipi Kvoid Kedushas Admo Mi Munkach Shlita Sibur Nifla Shekasher Biker Mi Beir Los Angeles. Lifnei Shem Rabbis Nichnas Elav Rebbe Rav Huir. Okay, I'm a little bit confused exactly who happened to who, but there was a Maisa here with a very, very great Gadol who passed away since this time. A very holy person, and there was one of his Hasidim had a child, and he desperately wanted this holy rabbi to give him smichas chachamim, smicha. So this rebbe said, you know, I'm too old. It was a zokin, whoever this very chasher person was. I'm too old. I don't do this anymore. I'm not in public life. I don't give smicha anymore. So this chassid drove the Rebbe crazy. Please, please give me smicha. Give my son smicha. So this Rebbe, who I don't know who it is, okay, fine, I'll tell you what. Let your son write a chidushei Torah. I just not going to give him smicha because you say he's royalist smicha. Let him write a shtikl Torah, kuntris, on a sugya, and I'll read it. And I'll see from what he wrote, if he's taka roy for the itztila drabonan. So Kachava, this smicha student, he went and he wrote a kuntris on a sugya, and he gave it to the Rebbe, whoever this Rebbe was, and the Rebbe was very, very impressed with it. So he called him in, he could come, I'll speak to him, and I'll talk to him in learning, and then we'll still give him smicha. He called him, so the student thought that the Rebbe is going to give him faher on bas b'cholov, taruvish, shchita, melicha, you know, all the main sugyas that a Rav has to know, and he prepared to be fahered on these sugyas. He comes into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, you know, I read your kuntras, very, very impressed. All right, you know, let's just talk in learning before I commit myself to give you smicha. Let me ask you a shaila. A person comes to shul, and they have a bima, and he goes on the bima, and he's clumsy, and he, and I guess it was a Maisha Haya, and the barricade on the bima, he breaks. He's mazik the barricade on the bima. You know, one of the bima where you have to take three steps up. Over here there's no steps for the bima, but to go to a big fancy shul, the bima is in a reshus to itself. That's a very big ma'ala yishno, because then you can sit down to increase the Torah. The shul is one step. Okay, so some shuls have more steps, whatever it is. And a person is the mazik. He's mazik the protective wall of the bima. There are steps and there's a wall in the back, and he damages it. And then next week or sometime later, a person taka falls off. He falls off from bima and he gets hurt. What's the halacha? So the Rebbe says to him, I don't expect you to know the halacha, because you can't know the whole Shulchan Aruch on your fingertips. So you know what? Here's the bookcase. And you can go look it up. Tell me what's the halacha. So this bachur, younger man, he goes to the bookcase, takes out a choshe mishpat, and goes to the simon in choshe mishpat of Hilchos Makkah. And the Rebbe, okay, it's enough. I'm giving you smicha. Why? He says, I'm very impressed. You knew where to look. You knew you didn't look in Aruch Chaim. You didn't look in. You knew which chelik choshe mishpat. You don't have to know a kotter or a kula to get some, but you have to know how to look up a halacha. And I wanted to see if you know the halacha, where to look, where is the sugya of Hilchos Makkah? And I saw you knew right away where to go find the sugya of Hilchos Makkah in Shulchan Aruch. Right away went to the choshe mishpat. I don't know which chelik of choshe mishpat it is. The first, you know, in the regular standard shulchan, today they have a lot of different editions of Shulchan Aruch today. You know, there's a whole new industry today of the new print. I saw you right away knew where to find it. Wow. Yitaka, no. A person who knows where to look up Hilchos Makkah, and it's also a lot of chokhmah in this. You're a rav. What does a rav do? What is the role of a rav? The pasket on chickens? A rav is kisivne bayis chodosh v'yosisa makel legagecha v'loy sosim dam b'veisecha. Public safety. A rav, a leader, an authority. You know, you deal with a lahavil elef alfi avdalis, an elected official. What do you expect from the mayor? What do you expect from government officials? Protect people. Protect society from disease. You know, from construction, dangerous construction sites. That's what the most basic thing that an elected official should do. He should make sure that it's safe. You walk down the streets, it's safe. There shouldn't be, there shouldn't be fires, electricity. In the summertime, there should be enough electricity. In the wintertime, there should be heat for people. People should be, you know, COVID. People should be protected from disease. Places should be clean. That's what an elected official is expected of an elected official. A rav, alachas kama v'kama, should be a baki in v'loisosim damim b'veisecha. People in society should be safe and sound. So this Rebbe, this holy Rebbe, when he was asked to give someone smicha, and after this whole show of telling him to write Chidushei Torah and this and that, and it came for his last bechina, tell me, you know where in Shulchan Aruch to find Hilchos Makkah? Oh, you know what? And that goes to show you have a sensitivity to v'leisosim dam v'veisecha. You are eligible, you are deserving to be a Moirei HaRabbi Yisrael. It's beautiful to me, it's a beautiful story. You know, it said there's a lot hidden in this story about Micah. Okay? The volume was worth the price for the volume just for that story alone.
But he doesn't come out with a
halacha? No, he doesn't. Obviously, there's so many different factors. How tall is it? You know, I mean, draw me a picture. What exactly did you? Let's not go there. Oh, exactly. There are a lot of different. But he broke it. This guy broke it. We're going to discuss that now in a few moments. We're going to discuss some of the halach, some of the chidushim of Mike in one sermon. Listen, there are a lot of different things about it. But you knew where to look. He knew where to look. Of leisasim dam v'seki yipol hanoifel mimen. Okay, now let's discuss some other issues. We have to get into the halachos, which we'll get to the halachos in a few moments, but let's just talk about making a bracha. Do you make a bracha? The Rambam, it's very interesting halacha, that the Rambam says there are two brachas. There are two different brachas potentially you can make on a mica. If you make a mica for your own property, if you own property, then you make a bracha. Asher, I'll read you the Ram word for word. The nusach of the bracha, the Ramam says, Hilchas brachas per gidal halacha yudbeis, yudgimel. There's a chilek. There is a chilek here between if you make a mica for yourself and a mica for someone else. It's very rare. Chazal, the brachas on mitzvahs are generally fixed. You don't tamper with the nusach of the bracha. There's a fixed bracha. Here we have a unique chiddush of the Rambam. How often does Rambam say something like this? That it depends if you're making the mica for yourself, your property, or you're making a mica on someone else's property. Here's a quotation. Asa ma'aka ligagoy. If you make a ma'aka for your own roof that you own, mivarech asher kiddushan b'mitzvah sevet tzivanu la'asois, to make ma'aka. Avol imkova mezuzah la'acherim. If you make a mezuzah levechulu, then he goes further. Okay, then he goes asa lohem ma'aka. He doesn't quote the whole thing, but he goes, he just jumps around in the quotation. Asa lohem ma'aka mivarech. It's a different bracha. Al asiyas ma'aka. Then it's a different bracha. You make a bracha of al asiyas ma'aka. So it's very. Oh, so that opens up a whole big question. So you're touching upon topic we want to talk about is there are a lot of different questions about ma'aka. Let's say you make hire a guy to make the ma'aka. Is there a din? What exactly is a ma'aka? Is a ma'aka like a mezuzah? Is a ma'aka called a cheftza de mitzvah? Or is a ma'aka just something that has to be there in place, but it inherently does not have any sanctity? It seems like there's a lot of confusion, and there are many different opinions. He quotes here at length this the Shiboli Haleket. The Shiboli Haleket, am I quoting that right? The Shiboli Haleket says, here, Shiboli Haleket, he calls it a Dover HaNifla, like he says only a million times here. V'zel l'shaynay, mitzvahs k'moy ma'ako, oitzitzis, v'suka, she'aso lehishtamesh bohem derech bizoyoin lidrois aleihem. This is something which is quoted by many of the pills who discuss the sugya of Micah. It's a shocking thing. The Shiboli Haleket carries a lot of weight. And the Shiboli Haleket basically says that a Micah is like tzitzis. When the life of your tzitzis comes to an end, what do you do with the tzitzis? You just throw it in the garbage? You don't throw it in the garbage. You're not going to do that. It's tashmishe mitzvah. Tashmishe mitzvah. When your tzitzis have reached the end of their life, you take the tzitzis and you put it in a plastic bag and you throw it in the garbage, but bederech kovayt. You don't just throw the tzitzis together with the cholent in the garbage. You don't, I'll do that. It has a degree of sanctity and it has to be disposed of bederech kovayt. You put it in the recycling bin, you put it in a plastic bag that, you know, it's not opaque, so that it should be disposed of the derech kovoid. So the Shiboli Leket says a davar nifla, is that a mica, the fence around a roof, has the same status as tzitzis. That's sanctity. Shocking thing to hear such a thing. That's sanctity. And then once it has sanctity, is there an inyan to, once you're making a mica, upgrade, you should have a nice mica. Just like, I don't just buy any ordinary tzitzis, I get, you know, the tzitzis that are niputz l'shma, you know, all the hidurim. You go hire a contractor, yeah, you want to build a fence, okay, so it'll cost $100. Can I upgrade? Can you make it out of better material? Nicer material, should be more appealing to the eye. It should be stronger. It should weather better. Yeah, you want to pay money. There's no limit how high we can go and what kind of a finishing we can have. We can shellac it. We can paint it with this and that. Is there an inyan to be mahader in the yoifi of the mica? Not just for the sake of zekeli v'anveu. According to the Shiboli Haleket, and even Chaim Kanievsky says yes. Yes, you get credit in Shemayim if you are mehader in the beautification. Just like everyone wants, you know, people like...
It's over. If you need to replace it, you have to dispose of that wood and that...
No, like tzitzis. You don't have to...
You can, I, body have to dispose?
B'derech kavod. B'derech kavod just means...
You just have the demolition crew and come and take it quickly.
Maybe you can. I mean, how else are you going to do it? But it just means that if you have a choice of two different ways of disposing of it, b'derech b'zoinim, b'derech kavod, where the you have to do whatever the situation is. I don't know.
You have a door that you have to mezuzah on. What do you?
No such thing. You never heard of such a thing. The door that there's any derech kavod. There's no kedusha in a mezuzah in the doorpost. Never heard of such a thing. That's what he's shocked. He really goes to town over here. What do you mean with 20 amas? It's not a matter of but when you get up to the roof, when you're on the roof and you when you're on the roof, the mic is not for the people who go on the roof to do whatever they're doing to engage in all of their illegal activity. And Achinami, whatever it is, I don't know. It's a very, it appears from the Riato Delishna of what he writes over here that this is not accepted lahalacha. Okay, it appears from what I'm reading over here, you read it yourself, is that this chidush of the Shiboli Leket is not accepted. Whatever you want. You can make it whatever you want. That's what he says. The Shibole Leket says that a Micah has the same limited Kedusha like Tzitzis. Tzitzis does not have Kedusha. When the Tzitzis, when it's over, when you finish using your Tzitzis, you can throw the Tzitzis in the garbage. You're allowed to dispose of Tzitzis by putting them in the garbage. But there's a sensitivity. You don't just throw it in the garbage. You should walk in the street and see lying in the street. You dispose of it, b'derech kavod, it does not need to be buried. So he says, chiddush nifla, that when you dispose of a mica, it has to be disposed of b'derech kavod. The Shiboli Leket equates a mica to tzitzis and sukkah. A sukkah, I'm assuming he means the schach of a sukkah, she'osor, there's a quotation, she'osor lehishtamesh bohen derech bizoyoin. And his words are, for example, lidrois alin, don't step on it. When you take it apart, there's a famous mice with the Chassam Sofer. He didn't want to take a boy into the yeshiva because the boy stepped on the schach. There was a mice, there were two friends who came and applied to come to the yeshiva. And he fahered them both, and they were both good. So in one boy he accepted, and the other boy he did not accept. So someone asked him, why did you accept this boy and not that boy? So he said, but when they came in, I looked out of the window, I saw them coming, and it was after Sukkot, and they were taking down the schach of the sukkah, and I saw one boy, and when there was schach in the way, he picked it up, and he moved it to the side, he didn't want to step on it. And the other boy stepped on the schach. He stepped on the schach. So he says, it revealed to me a sensitivity to a davar sheva kedusha, and whatever, and I don't know if that was the only reason he didn't accept him. That's what the chassid, this is a story, a famous story. There's another ma'aser where a boy didn't kiss the mezuzah. So he told him to come back a few times. And every time, he thought maybe one time, you know, he was nervous, he missed the mezuzah. And every time he came into the room, he didn't kiss the mezuzah. Also, he told someone that I was very disturbed. It's a lack of sensitivity. It says in the Rambam, when you come into a room, you're supposed to kiss it. You're supposed to put your hand on the mezuzah, don't say kiss, on the mezuzah as a sign of respect. Okay, you don't have to kiss, that's an Arizal. Right. The Arizal, in teeny little letters on the side of the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom there, it says to kiss the mezuzah. Today, a lot of Gedolim say don't kiss the mezuzah, it's COVID. Okay, the Ger Rebbe already 10 years ago said not to kiss the mezuzah because you're not supposed to, don't do that because you know germs. We live in a, it's not so posh. But it says in the Rambam, you're supposed to put your hand on the mezuzah. You're supposed to put your hand on the mezuzah. So the Chassam Sofer, he says, disturb me. He never paid any attention to the mezuzah, not even once. Something was wrong. He didn't want to take that boy in the yeshiva because of that. There's a sensitivity to a davar sheva kedusha. The Shibboleth Leket says a davar nifla that the micah has kedusha equivalent to tzitzis. Whoever heard of such a thing like this? Tremendous chiddush. L'may nafkamina, the nafkamina, you're allowed to tell a goy to put up the micah for you. Is it a din? There has to be a micah. Lesasim damim biveisech. Just make sure the mica is there. Just make sure it's up. So hire a Gentile to put up the mica. Or no. Do you tell a guy to put in the tzitzis? It's not even kosher. Can you tell a guy to put the tzitzis in your garment? No such thing. If it has a davar shebe kedusha, tashmishe mitzvah, you don't allow a guy to make the tzitzis. You are, a Jew has to make the tzitzis. The whole shaila, can a katan make tzitzis? Can an isha make tzitzis? Different opinions. But a guy, no. If a maika is a davar shebe kedusha, maybe it is an exception, but according to Shmuel Alekeh, there would certainly be a hiddur that you, the Jew, should be engaged in learning how to do it. Don't hurt yourself, though. Don't fall off the roof when you're putting up the mica. I don't know if it's such a good idea. It's such a good idea to go on top of the Empire State Building and put up the mica. You ever see these pictures they built, their mamish walking on little steel beams, although I don't know how these are real pictures. The wind up there is so strong. The wind up there, these pictures, there are some famous pictures of people when they were building the Twin Towers, walking all the way up there, 100 stories, on these steel beams. I don't believe they're real pictures, because the wind is so powerful up there. It's hard to believe they would walk around without being harnessed. 100 stories up? Hard to believe. I'm sorry. The wind, you know how strong the wind up there is? You know how powerful the wind up there is? Maybe one guy. Stam a worker, every worker went up there to build beams. I don't believe it. These are pictures. You saw that, right? You saw those pictures? I saw those pictures. Hard to believe. Everything today you have to question, photoshopped. Okay, AI. You have to... Yeah, how did the photographer get up there? How did he get up there, the photographer? Something is a little fishy over here, okay? Something doesn't add up over here. All right, let's go weiter. So this is a chidush, like he writes over here, a chidush nifla. Mamish has kedusha? All these nafkaminas that a Jew, it's a davar shebe, you can't argue with the Shmuel Alekeh. Shmuel Alekeh is from the early midrashim. I'm not mistaken. So it carries a lot of weight, and he discusses this. Oh, no. Let's discuss that right now. What exactly is a tremendous chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Now, even before we talk about the Chazon Ish, the Chemaika, we don't spend a lot of time discussing this. I want to go through this now. Is there a tzvei dinim? There is a din d'orais of ma'akeh, and there's another general concept called loisosim damim b'veisecha. Safety first. Be careful. Loisosim damim b'veisecha. You should not have a dangerous situation in your household that can lead to danger. Don't go drive recklessly. If a person's driving 90 miles an hour in a 30 mile per hour zone, that there's no din of mica. There's no din of mica driving after you drinking and driving. The person drinks and drives. He's not going to go to Gehenim for I was not mekayim the mitzvah of mica, but he's going to go to Gehenim because of loisasim damim b'veisecha. What? A person that behaves recklessly is not chayiv for the din of Micah. Micah is a limited halacha in a bias. But just because maybe you'll show me hechatimsa where there's no din to a rice of Micah, but there is almost always, with that exception, a din of safety. There are codes. It's not for nothing that New York City, every state has certain rules and regulations, and that's all nichlal on the din of loisasim damim b'veisecha. Now, let me give you a very important example before we go further. That here's this is a very important thing I forgot to mention, and that is, why does the Torah say? This is a really good question, and you're not going to get a good. It's not going to really get a satisfying answer to this question. This really needs a good answer. It says, Kisivne bayis chodosh. If you build a new bayis, v'yosisa ma'akeh legagech. Why chodosh? Let's say, why is it in Micah only when you build a new bayis? Let's say I buy a bias. I bought a house, and the house doesn't have a mica.
You have to build it.
But so why does the Torah structure the pasuk? Ki sivne, if you build a bias chadash, v'yosisa makir legagecha. Let the Torah start. V'yosisa makir legagecha. Why? What's the hakdama? The hakdama.
Right.
And so he's saying that if I didn't build it, so then I'm not responsible.
What does the Gemara say? Even if you have it, you should it, it's your responsibility.
You're building it, so you're
you also chayiv.
Yeah, right.
So why does it say? What's the hakdama?
Because they're coming in Eretz Yisrael.
So you're saying something over very interesting. They're coming. So you're saying over the context of this pasuk. So he's saying a chiddush. This is what he says. Who says this? Let me tell you the name who says this incredible chiddush. Who says this chiddush? I have a different svarim here.
We took over there, huh? We know that. That's what I'm saying. It's not about establishment.
Okay, here it is. No. I don't even know where I saw this. It's taking me too long to find. Let me tell you what it says. Ki sivne, look at this tremendous chiddush. Listen to this chiddush. He says as follows. He says that the context of the pasuk ki sivne bayis chadash v'yosisa makel gagach is addressing Klal Yisrael when they are going to come into the land of Canaan. When they come into the land of Canaan, they did not have to do much construction. That was part of the plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Canaanim into Eretz Yisrael to build, develop the land so that when the Klal Yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael, there will be no need for construction. They'll just move right into a finished land. The Canaanim developed the land for Klal Yisrael. They just moved right. Everyone knows just with you find the Nega, Tzaras. It was a matmoin. The purpose of there being a nega bias is by demolishing the house. Oh, you're going to discover a treasure. Klal Yisrael, more or less, came into Eretz Yisrael and they moved right in to hotels. They did not have to engage in construction. So it says over here, this is what it says, is that the Canaanim were very into safety first. They were very into safety. And all of the old homes, the beautiful palaces, hotels, and old construction had super duper safety precautions. They had fire escapes, emergency exits. They had signs. I had a friend, he used to be in the business of putting up exit signs. He used to be big, it was a big business until his competitor put him out of business. He made a lot of money at one time putting up exit signs. They had safety signs, okay? Over here there were signs, occupancy by more than 94 persons is dangerous and unlawful. Okay, safety. The Canaanim was like America. They were very big into safety. Safety, 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 safety. So they come into Eretz Yisrael, wherever you go, there's an emergency exit, there's a fire escape, there is this sign, exit, exit, exit. So the Klal Yisrael comes in. Okay, you know why the Canaanim need to do this? Because Hashem is not watching over them. There's a Goyim. Hashem is not watching over them. That's why they need all these vaccines and medical things and this. They have no, they take life into their, they think that their life depends on chance.
We don't need it.
We, Klal Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam is watching over us. So listen, this hotel has a million fire escapes and emergency exits. Okay, we're not going to take them away. But when we do new construction, we don't need to make a mica, spend another $10,000. We'll give the money to Koilel, open up a new Koilel. Because we have Hashem on our side. Hashem is watching over us. So we don't need to engage in the same degree of safety first like our counterparts of the Umay Sa'olam. That is the context of this pasuk. You're coming into Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Canaan. These are goyim. These are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And among the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, they left nothing to chance because they have no hashkacha pratis guarding over their lives. And therefore, they were very nervous that any moment they can catch a cold. and they're super duper obsessed with all matters relating to health and safety and security. So they have a million fire escapes and a million precautions, and all of their roofs have this high fence, no one should fall down. Okay, no, that's how it is. We're not going to take it down. Once already it's there, it's there. But now, you know, we're going to expand. Jews love to do renovation. They love renovation. There's always a shortage of green paint in Jewish neighborhoods. they need scaffolding. There's always a shortage of green paint to paint those. So now I'm going to make now with the context of this pasuk. We learn that a lot of halachas are said to the yotzei, those who nichnas eretz yisrael, and the mela. We learn now what happens in chutz liaretz. The Torah was not given to live in chutz liaretz. The Torah was given to people in eretz yisrael. So then you have a shaila, the tluy bar. It's not the mela applies in chutz liaretz. But the context of this maika is you're coming into eretz yisrael, and every single home has safety, and now you say nu. What do? We want to do new construction. We don't need the same level of Shemira because Hashem is watching over us. So the Torah says, no. Don't be a tippish. Even though Hashem is watching over you, ki sivne bay, maybe you'll apply that principle. Shemir pesayim Hashem. We don't need such security. We need such. Hashem is in charge. No. When you come and you build the Bayis Chodosh, follow the codes of the Canaan. Unbelievable. Follow the codes. You think you're a smart aleck? Okay, you know, you're going to talk about, I don't want to get involved in politics with COVID, safety precautions. Oh, we're better than the guy. We don't need to do this. I don't know. Let's not get carried away because there are a lot of revelations have come to the surface. Let's not. But you think you're better than everyone else. You think you're better than the Canaanim. The Canaanim had a mic and you don't need a mic because Hashem is watching over you. No. That's not the way it works. It's not the way it works. Haneg bohem minig derech eretz, even in eretz Yisrael, ki yipol hanoifel mimenu. The same way the Canaanim falls off the roof, you'll fall off the roof. Even though Hashem is watching over you. It doesn't make a difference. V'yosisa make ligagecha for your new construction. That's quite a chiddush. I mean, it's obvious to us. It sounds obvious, okay? But you have to appreciate the people who lived in the desert and were recipients of the Mon and the Anani Akovot and the Be'er were living a life of Nisim v'Niflois, and Hashem was watching over them miraculously for 40 years. Taka, for them, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush.
And they didn't have roofs.
What? Okay, let me show you some questions. Now, let's talk... Yeah.
Somebody does not...
Yeah.
Does he...
He was mevatel for sure a mitzvah asay de araisa,
and also the
law. And it's but it's not a law that has a maisa. It's, I mean, in Shemayim he's in a lot of trouble. You can't go take him to Beis Din and go and kill him for this. If someone dies because he did not put up a maika, he's in a lot of trouble. Obviously, but could you take him to Beis Din and kill him? Well, why not? It's a grama. What do they do in America if someone doesn't follow the security codes and someone gets hurt?
You sue them.
You sue them for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do they put him in jail if you don't pay the money? Whatever the convention is, I don't know. That's a separate shayla. Okay, now let's discuss. Now here's a shayla. Let's say you have a situation. You have a roof. And we'll discuss the halachas in a moment. And the roof does not. What is an afkamina between a ma'akeh and v'loisosim damim b'veisacha? Now, from this, you have to extrapolate to all different. You know, what are the codes? He basically says if you have a roof that, according to the halacha, you don't need a biblical ma'akeh with a bracha and a l'shem yichud and a ceremony to take pictures and put it in the Flabish Jewish Journal, okay, you still need to make sure that no one falls off the roof. What is it? So he says the halacha loisosim damim b'veisecha on a roof that does not halachically need a makeh is three tfachim. That's almost nothing. Three tfachim. Yeah, you're coming to the edge of a roof, and the halacha does not demand a makeh, but you still need there to be a barrier as a warning to the person. Hey, Don't jump off. This is not the Washington Bridge here. don't fall over here. You need a barrier 3 tefachim tall. 3 tefachim is not very much. What is 3 tefachim? It's just, if you need a ma'akeh, a biblical ma'akeh, you need 10 tefachim. Now, you'll tell me that New York State Code requires this and this. I'm not going there right now. The point we just want to make is that a ma'akeh is is an upgrade. A ma'akeh is an upgrade to what would be fulfilled with loisosim damim biveisecha. You might argue and say just the opposite, is that sometimes loisosim damim biveisecha maybe was spoiled in America. There are very strong safety features in place that what we would consider loisosim damim biveisecha are much higher standard than what the Torah would demand for a ma'akeh. A ma'akeh, according to Shulchan Aruch, is a barrier that is 10 tefachim tall. How big is 10? It's like the height of the table. Okay, 10 tefachim is about the height of a table. So you need a barrier that goes up to the height of the table to prevent a person from falling off the roof. If where you live is not, that roof is not qualified for the halacha of a ma'akeh, which I'll explain to you in a second why it does not, then you do not need in halacha a barrier that's 10 tefachim tall, but you do need a barrier of 3 tefachim, which is much, much less, as an indication, you know, the roof ends here, be very careful, don't fall off, do not be in violation of v'leisosim damim b'veisecha.
Now, does it have to be a flat roof?
Yes, it does. Now, what are the halachas? The halachas of a gag to require a ma'akeh, it has to be a place that is usable, that people, that you have access to, number one, you go there. There's a staircase to get there, you have access to, and you are mishtameish. If you have a roof and no one ever goes there, it's just off limits, for whatever the reasons are, then there is no requirement for there to be a ma'akeh. A ma'akeh has to be a place. Now, what exactly are the qualifications of when you are mishtameish? I don't know. In Talmud Chazal, it seems they use the roof for everything. They would put their figs, they would dry figs, they would put their clothing there to dry out, they would go out to bathe up there. It says by David saw Bathsheba. Where was Bathsheba? She was on the roof, bathing. She was on the roof. The roof is like a courtyard. It is a place where people frequently go to make use of, to be mishtamish. Today, if you have a roof in some construction, in some bais, and no one ever goes there, they never go there. That there's no chiyuv ma'akeh. You know, in yeshiva, the roof, that's where you go smoke. They go up to the roof to smoke. There's a whole industry up there. There's a whole protocol up there. What goes on up there? It's a place where people go. They go there. It's a place where you're mishtamish. If you never go there. You never ever go there, you don't need a mic. Now, how frequently do you have to go there that it should be called the mishtamish? I don't know. Now, here's the next. This is a chidush from the Chazoinish, which appears very clearly is not accepted lahalocha. It is not accepted. The Chazoinish says the only time a gag needs a ma'akeh, even if you are mishtamish there, with all of the chumras of ma'akeh, to make a bracha when you put it up, the ma'akeh, and zekeli v'anveyu, and has to be 10 tefachim, is only if below, underneath this roof, is a bais. And of course, the dimensions, it has to be 4 tefachim by about 4 amois, dalid amois by dalid amois, not 4 tefachim, but I think it has to be dalid amois by dalid amois, and it has to be the walls of the bais have to be 10 tefachim tall, and someone has to live there. So l'may nafkamin, what is the classic big major dilemma in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world of a ma'akeh? According to halacha, not the code, the codes of New York State or Eretz Yisrael, a balcony, in Eretz Yisrael is extremely common. There's no such thing as not having a balcony in an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. In America, yes and no. But a balcony, does a balcony, according to halacha, need a biblical ma'akeh? You have an apartment, and every apartment, you open up the doors, and you go out into this area. And let's assume the area is Dalet Amos, by the 6 feet by 6 feet. in dimensions are perfectly square. You know, let's all the chumras. It's a square area of 6 feet by 6 feet. Not every balcony is 6 feet by 6 feet, but let's have a balcony that's 6 feet by 6 feet. There is no one that is living underneath that balcony. What is underneath that balcony? Another balcony. Another balcony. Another balcony. A balcony is not a place where a person lives. You live in a bais. You don't live in a balcony. That is a mitzias. The Chazon Ish says, so now that area, when they do construction, you know, you just see a slat, and then they eventually come along and they go and they put up bricks, whatever, they go and they close it off. When they close it off, when the contractor closes it off, does he make a bracha? Or let's say you own it, you're doing your private construction in Borough Park, you see balconies all over the place. Is that when you close off that area, do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha? Does that mica have halacha? Halacha, then it must be 10 tefachim tall. Today you'll tell me it's not okay because everyone knows, no one's gonna allow you to live there unless you have a very good bar. But let's talk Mikra Hadin. The Chazon Ish paskins, and this has been challenged with an intensity by all of the Gedolei Yisrael to be incorrect. There's no chiyuv d'oraisa mica. A mica demands that you live underneath.
I think even ones who challenge it say you don't make a bracha.
No, they do. Mm-hmm. The Shtevet Halevi, Rev Wozna holds you make a bracha. Almost everyone holds. Come on, he has a whole long list. They all very, very disturbed with this, and their sorry is it's a kol shekin, it's a kal v'choymer. They say, madok, if you live underneath, I live underneath. And now I'm going to go pull out a ladder from the ceiling, climb up, and go upstairs on the roof, and sunbathe, and go play chess, or go dry my dried figs. I'm living in a bias, and how do I get up there? I go and I climb up, I come out of a skylight, and I go up to the roof. I live downstairs, and I go upstairs. I'm going to fall off the roof. You have to have a mica. Kol shekein, if I live adjacent, if I live in this room, and there's a door over there, and I open up the door, and I go out to a balcony, and that balcony hangs over a dangerous area, kol shekein, I need a mica. It's the hishtamshus is so much easier. Madoch, if I live downstairs, and the Torah tells me if I go upstairs to be mishtamesh, to dry out my figs, and when I go upstairs, it's dangerous because there's no mechitza, and I can fall off ki yipol, hanayfel nimenu, I must have a mica. It's a lot of tircha for me to climb a ladder to get to the roof, to go to a very narrow area and go to the roof. Allah has kama v'kama where it's so convenient.
I can say we'll have the whole thing. That which I don't go there, the Torah has to tell me, go to because I don't normally go there. I do use it, make sure you put it up, but the other area where you always go, it's a culture game that normally I'm...
You're not going to fall down. You're not going to fall off the roof.
No, I have the other part. I'm going to put up safety because I put up safety.
Mike is a higher. We have to appreciate, okay, even though this is a counterintuitive to the way we live in this world today, but loisosim damim beveisecha is a much lower standard. In the Torah, there are two standards. There's loisosim damim beveisecha, and then there is v'yosisa makel legagecha. He explains like these things. The Torah lets you climb trees. Torah allows you. The Torah tells you do whatever you want. You want to go climb trees? You want to go and do dangerous things? You want to go walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope? If you want to do it, you can do it. But why does the Torah let you do these things? Because if you're climbing a tree, you know the danger. You know the danger. You're aware of the danger. So therefore, take precautions and do whatever you want to go do. But if you're living in your bias and there is a lurking danger, you don't concentrate 24/7 on the danger. When you're in a bias,
and that's only the roof, which is over the house.
So the Shevet Halevi, the Shevet Halevi, and even they really medayken in their Shevet Halevi, and others say kol shekein. If the lum this is that when you're in a bias, you're not paying attention to danger. When I climb trees, I'm paying attention to danger. So you want to climb trees and have no safety net. You could do it if you want. If you think you can do it, you can do it because I'm aware of my danger and I'm doing. But when you're in the bias, you're not concentrating on danger. You're concentrating on living. So it's inevitable. If there's a danger, you better go and take care of that danger. So if madach, when that danger is on the roof, when you got to go up on a roof where you're really coming into an environment of danger, so you're going to forget about it, you're going to fall off the roof, kibol nef memenu, kol shekein, there's a lurking danger. If I open up my patio, I go right outside, and there is a patio, and I'm on the phone, I'm walking, all of a sudden, you're going to find yourself falling over the cliff. Kol shekein.
Automatically, you're going to build up a wall. No, what do you mean
automatically? No one does anything automatically. No, not a matter. This is what it says. The Chazon Ish takes the halach in a very strict sense. A bayis and a gag. Yosisa ma'ke le'gagecho. A gag. Take it literally. And the truth is, it's not really the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is medayik this in a ritva. He quotes the ritva. And all of those who argue with the Chazon say that he's not reading the Ritva correctly. They don't like the way he reads the Ritva. The Ritva talks about this type of a mirpeset, and they just take issue with how the Chazon Ish reads the Ritva. The Ritva basically says the mirpeset is potter from a mica, because the asisa gbaket ligagecha. A gag means you live downstairs, and the gag, and the gag is upstairs. But a mirpeset, the mirpeset. Is there's no one living down? It's not a gag. There's no one living downstairs. Underneath, there's nothing over there. So you're not chayef. All of the poskim can say kal zechomer. What is the lumdis of this makay? The lumdis is you're allowed. The Torah permits a person to do dangerous things. You can't say not. They allow you to do dangerous things. If you are convinced that you know what you're doing and you're aware of the danger and you want to go climb a tree, do something dangerous, you're Torah doesn't say you can't do it. You can do whatever you want, but if the Torah does not allow you to live a regular life when there are dangers that are lurking in the background, because then you're not focusing on the danger, and it just may happen when you're not paying attention. You're gonna It's gonna happen without realizing it. Therefore, by extension. Madach, that's true when it comes to going to a roof that where you live downstairs and you go upstairs. It's a davar pashut that if the convenience, the ease of walking out of your house into a balcony and the balcony has no railing, you're going to fall right off. And that would mean, by extension, think about this, the very big nafkamina when it comes to staircase landings is mamish, the major nafkamina. You go, you have in front of your house a staircase. We have a landing, right? The landing, and there's no railing. Are you chayv in a mica? According to the Chazon Ish, absolutely not. A mica is only when the gag.
But common sense says you.
Lo sasim dam beisach. I know it's not. No, the nafkamina is you make a bracha when you go and you hire a contractor to put up the railing. You do new steps in front of your house, and they put up railing. Or can you make a bracha before? The worker puts up the rail. You by the way, the halacha you can make. You don't do it yourself. What?
I think you don't make it.
So it's well. There are other issues. Number one, it's not an area. It's not an area that's dalit amos by dalit amos. So let's say taket is by dalit amos. According to the Chazon Ish, you cannot make a bracha under any circumstance because that is not a place where you live underneath. That is like a porch. Of course, it goes without saying that it's dangerous. It might be illegal in New York City. I don't know what the rules are, but it might be illegal. And of course, it's common seichel, common sense that you have to have l'sasim damim b'veisecha, you have to go and have some protection. But we're talking now on a biblical level. Is there a mitzvah asei d'oraisa of makeh? The nafkamina will be, is it 10 tvachim? If you have a landing, a big landing, steps come up, you have a big landing, and the landing is let's say 6 feet by 6 feet, and it's more than 10 tefachim from the edge going over down to the ground. So first of all, you have got to do it immediately, you can't delay, mitzvah deraisa, even if there are no, and how tall does the railing have to be? So you'll tell me, anyway, you're going to put up something that's going to be very tall, right? But okay, it might not be practical, lahalach, because anyway, you're going to have protection. Could you make a bracha? That would be an afmina. According to the Chazon Ish, this is not a din. This is a din of leisasim dam beisach. According to all the other poskim, it is a din of ma'akeh. A din of ma'akeh. I don't know why you say people don't make a bracha. I've heard a lot of people make brachas on this. And the svar is, Kal v'choymer. Madoch, if I'm in a bais to go to the gag, it's dangerous. Kol shekein, when the convenience of just walking right off my out of my house onto the patio or onto the steps, I'm certainly going to fall off and get hurt. Ki yipol hanayfil mimenu. Kol shekein. And it appears
how
from
what... How many houses here in Flatbush? And the reason why I bring it up is because something happened. But how many houses in Flatbush, you walk right out the front door and you're going down four steps. No landing, no nothing, five steps even. No landing. And they have no railing. And I'm looking at them, they're right off the wall. My neighbor just fell down, he's been in the hospital, and broken hip, broken shoulder, and just going through rehab now. I said, how did you never have a railing there?
That's right. That's right. That's
so,
right.
I don't know what to say.
Okay, now. Okay.
I got the insurance company required for me to put railing because I have five steps. They said, and I called up. He says, how before? He says before four steps was not five not. More than 4
they changed the law. Okay, obviously these are all different laws. How let's say you do put up a mic and you make a bracha. When do you make the bracha? Do you make the bracha when you begin? Okay, so right now it's totally. And now when you make the bracha before you start, or do you make the bracha before you bang on the last nail? The makas machlokes. Some say you make the bracha when you begin. Machlokes apoyskim. Or some say you make the bracha, the chasam sofer is famous. I don't know what this word means. What is it? The makush acharoin. What's the word makush? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
The last bang.
The last bang. The last part which closes off is when, according to the chasam sofer, when you make the bracha. Others disagree. They say you make the bracha in the very beginning. The very beginning. And another question is, let's say you're not in construction. A goy does it. When you don't, there's no shlichus. This is not we halacha lemaisa paskin that it's not like the shibuli aleket, not like the shibuli aleket. The din of Micah is that there just has to be a Micah. There's no religious experience in l'shem yichud in kavan that goes into being the Micah. The halacha is there has to be a Micah. Therefore, the nafkamin is you can hire a non-Jew, and when the non-Jew begins to put up the mic, or when the non-Jew is about to finish, depending on your opinion, you, the Jew, can make the bracha, and you don't have to participate. You don't have to bang any nails. They're not going to like it. You go hire someone to go put in the mic. Oh, I want to go and put down the last brick. They look at you, what? Leave us alone. Shemazel. Don't go. You're going to get hurt. Don't try to touch the cement, to touch the equipment. You're going to get hurt. Don't touch. Mind your own business. You just pass the money and we'll take care of it for you the way it's supposed to be. That they're right. You don't have to get involved. As they're finishing putting up the railing around the staircase, around whatever, you have to know exactly when you have not chai, different cases, when the halacha demands that you need a micah, you can make the bracha as you observe them finish putting up the last part of the micah. So it's not a common mitzvah. And by the way, it's interesting over here, it says over here in the pasuk, there's a little clue, this very short, is that the mitzvah of Micah is juxtaposed to Shiluach HaKein. And what are the last words of Shiluach HaKein? L'man yitav loch v'ha'arachto yomim ki sivne bayis chodosh. And here the darshan, they say, a segula for arichas yomim. The juxtaposition of l'man yarichon l'man yarichon l'man v'harach to yamim ki sivne bayis chodosh. To build a bayis chodosh is a segula for arichas yamim. Where's the arichas yamim? I'm building a bayis. Take out a mortgage. The arichas yamim is in the micah. The arichas yamim, the mitzvah of when you live a life of when you do a mice of building and the construction is done in such a way, you value, you do a mice to show that you value life. Oh, it's not a coincidence that it says at the very end of Shiluach HaKan, Shaleach Tishlach Hasem V'Azabarim Tikach Loch L'man Yita L'man. What does it say in the passage? L'man yitav loch v'ho'arachto yomim. ki sivne bayis chodash. Vi asis a makhe legalecha vol esosim domim beveisecha. Ki yibol nefum menu. A maisa, an act of demonstrating that you value life. Hashem's, oh, you value life? You value life, you take precautions. You put up safety, you have good lighting in front of your house, and you have, your steps have, maybe you don't care about having a railing on your, but what about the mailman? Do you care about the mailman's life? That when he walks up the steps, he should not get hurt? You value someone else's life? Oh, Taka, you value someone's life, v'harachta yamim. The smichas akra is a gilui, that it's a segula, v'harichas yamim. All right.